Opening the skies, flying taxis as a new chapter in urban transportation. With urban traffic congestion and delays reaching a breaking point, electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, EVTOL, are transforming the skies into new roadways. This technology is not merely about providing a faster means of travel, it heralds the dawn of an urban air mobility revolution, simultaneously redesigning city structures, industrial ecosystems, and lifestyles. In particular, China's EHang has made a significant mark in global aviation history by becoming the first in the world to obtain all certifications required for commercial EVTOL operations. However, EHang is not the only player in this arena. The United States, Germany, Japan, and Korea, among others, are entering the aerial race with strategies of their own. Global EVTOL market, growth and potential. The global EVTOL market has entered an explosive growth curve since the mid-2020s. According to market research, the market, valued at approximately $350 million in 2024, is projected to grow to $27 billion by 2034. Some reports forecast it surpassing $50 billion by 2035. This growth can be summarized in three key drivers. 1. Traffic congestion relief. In densely populated cities like New York, London, and Seoul, expanding roads and railways has already hit physical limits. 2. Advancements in battery and electric propulsion. The commercialization of high-output electric motors and lightweight composite materials has made EVTOL manufacturing a reality. 3. Stronger environmental regulations. To meet carbon neutrality targets, governments are investing in low-carbon, zero-emission modes of transportation. Demand is also diversifying beyond the initial premium business travel and tourism markets into emergency medical services, cargo transport, airport city shuttles, and long-distance commuting. Strategies and challenges of leading companies. In the United States, Joby Aviation is pursuing Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, certification, with the goal of launching commercial operations in Dubai in 2026 and providing UEM services for the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. Archer Aviation is working to open a New York-Newark route, while Wisk Aero is focused on developing fully autonomous flight aircraft. Beta Technologies aims to expand into rural and mountainous markets with electric, fixed-wing aircraft. In Germany, Lilium is developing the Lilium Jet, designed for a maximum range of over 300 kilometers, targeting the long-distance, high-speed UEM market. Volocopter plans to operate its short-range, city-focused Velocity during the Paris Olympics. Japan plans to introduce SkyDrive's EVTOL for demonstration flights at the 2025 Osaka Kansai Expo. The Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, Transport and Tourism has created an urban air mobility roadmap and is preparing the regulatory and infrastructure framework for commercialization in the 2030s. In Korea, Hyundai Motor Group is targeting 2028 for commercialization. In the U.S. market, it is preparing to launch under the Supernal brand, considering routes such as Gimpo Airport, downtown Seoul, and Incheon Airport, Songdo. The Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transport is running the KUEM Grand Challenge to strengthen public-private cooperation. EHang, pioneer of EVTOL commercialization. China's EHang, based in Guangzhou, has accelerated commercialization through strategic collaboration with regulatory bodies. Its flagship model, the EH216S, obtained a type certificate, airworthiness certificate, production certificate, and air operator certificate in 2023. It is the only EVTOL in the world to have all four certifications. The EH216S seats up to 2 passengers, has a top speed of 130 kilometers per hour and a range of about 30 kilometers, with fully autonomous flight capability. It is equipped with a multi-sensor, collision avoidance system, remote control, and an emergency landing algorithm to enhance safety. EHang has begun paid sightseeing flights in Guangzhou and Hefei, and under China's low-altitude economy strategy, it plans to establish a networked vertiport network in major cities nationwide by 2030. The market is projected to reach 3 trillion yuan, about $326 billion. Infrastructure development and technological advancements. The core infrastructure for eVTOL operations is the vertiport. Manhattan, New York, is converting existing heliports for eVTOL use, while Dubai is building over 4 vertiports connecting downtown, airports, and tourist destinations. London's Heathrow Airport also has plans to link to the city via vertiport. On the technology front, ultra-fast charging systems, battery swap designs, and AI-based route optimization are gaining attention. Germany is developing the Digital Sky system integrating air traffic control and UAM, and Japan is testing a real-time route management system combining 5G and satellite communication. Social and environmental implications and challenges. The commercialization of eVTOL will bring social changes far beyond improved transportation efficiency. First, it could enable urban restructuring. While existing public transit networks focus on rail and road, eVTOL could form a three-dimensional network, directly connecting downtowns, suburbs, islands, and mountainous regions. For example, travel between Seoul and Incheon Airport currently takes over an hour, but with eVTOL, it could be reduced to under 10 minutes. This would have effects beyond convenience, potentially encouraging more suburban living and reshaping residential business hubs. The economic ripple effect will be significant. The urban air mobility, UEM, industry will create jobs in aircraft manufacturing, infrastructure construction, software, battery technology, air traffic management systems, and service operations. In the U.S., full-scale UEM commercialization could generate over 280,000 direct and indirect jobs. In Korea, vertiport construction, operations, maintenance, and control staffing could drive notable job growth. From an environmental perspective, there are both advantages and limitations. eVTOL uses electric propulsion, producing virtually zero carbon emissions in flight. Compared to helicopters, noise could be reduced by up to 90%, significantly easing community opposition in cities and tourist areas. However, environmental burdens arise during battery production, energy sourcing, and end-of-life battery disposal. If the electricity comes from fossil fuels, the benefits of zero-carbon flight could be limited. Safety assurance remains a critical challenge. Operating in more complex low-altitude environments than conventional aircraft, eVTOL requires perfected collision avoidance systems, onboard and external sensors, and emergency landing procedures. Autonomous flight systems must also account for cybersecurity, risks such as malicious hacking that could alter routes or disrupt operations, posing a potential airborne ransomware threat. Public acceptance is another key factor. While many citizens recognize the necessity and convenience of the technology, psychological barriers to boarding remain high. In a 2023 European Union survey, 54% of respondents said they were unwilling to board an autonomous eVTOL immediately. During early commercialization, operating both piloted and autonomous aircraft in parallel could help build trust. Finally, there is the matter of social equity. If initial fares are set too high, eVTOL risks becoming a transportation mode for the wealthy, creating sky route inequality. Ensuring public access through integration with public transport, government subsidies, and fare regulations will be essential. Future scenario, 2025 to 2040. 1. 2025 to 2028, testing and early commercialization. Commercial paid operations begin in select cities in China, the U.S., and Europe. Dubai, Guangzhou, New York, London, and Osaka emerge as leading cities, primarily offering airport, downtown, tourist link, and premium commuter services. Korea uses the KUEM Grand Challenge to gather operational data, complete legal and institutional frameworks, and Japan leverages the Osaka Kansai Expo to plan expansion to major cities. 2. 2028 to 2030, full commercialization and service diversification. Routes expand significantly, including eVTOL ambulance services, intercity cargo transport, and links to islands and mountainous regions. Fares gradually decline. Battery swap designs and ultra-fast charging technology increase daily flight frequency. Internationally, the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, establishes eVTOL operational standards, spurring cross-border regulatory harmonization. 3. 2030 to 2035. Integration with public transit. eVTOL becomes integrated with ground transit systems. For example, passengers transfer directly from subway stations to vertiports, boarding eVTOLs to other cities, realizing the SkyRail concept. In some countries, airline ticketing platforms and public transit apps integrate, enabling single-platform booking and payment for buses, subways, eVTOL, and trains. 4. 2035 to 2040. Completion of a global sky network. Long-distance eVTOLs or hybrid electric aircraft operate on some intercontinental routes. International sky corridors connect major cities in North America, Europe, and East Asia, reshaping travel, logistics, and business mobility. The International Urban Air Mobility Network launches based on intergovernmental agreements, with some routes replacing short-haul passenger flights. By the early 2040s, reductions in manufacturing and maintenance costs could make eVTOLs as common as today's taxis or buses. However, challenges such as securing battery resources, recycling systems, managing aging aircraft, and adapting to weather instability from climate change will remain.